Talking about the political instability in the country, it's something that we as South Africans have been, we've been hearing it over the amount of years. And also we know, chances are you know someone that has at some point in their life mentioned it or actually gone through with it, where an individual has said, I'm leaving South Africa, I'm emigrating. And they actually follow through with that. Joining me on the line is Chris Waters, who's a lawyer who runs an immigration, nationality and refugee law practice in Johannesburg, which also offers, he offers his clients the ability, if should they want to do so, emigrate in other countries. A very good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Ab. Thanks for having me.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Yesterday, I can tell you that we were up in arms within the three of us, the guys that are here in studio, and we were talking about the whole immigration thing. And one of the things that we were talking about is how has this... First of all, let me start off this way. Do you find that there's an increase of people wanting to leave South Africa as the political and economic instability grows?
Yes, definitely. And you see it every time there is a let's say a collapse in business confidence or political confidence, there will be a spike in inquiries, and it can be quite huge at times. So you know, on average, we might get a couple of inquiries a week. And then when something bad happens in politics, you know, it can climb to 9-10 a day, sort of thing. And we're at that point at this time due to the mix of recent developments.
And just talking to the number of inquiries that you have, let's say you have 10 people inquiring. How many of that 10 would actually go through with it? And what do they need, in fact, to go through with it?
Well, the short answer is I don't know, because what usually happens in these immigration inquiries is that we refer the clients on to colleagues in the specific countries that they're looking to go to, whether it's the US or Canada or UK, Australia, and we sort of drop out of the picture. So we don't know. I don't know how many of these people eventually finish up going through with this thing. And it is very, very hard. You'll get people making inquiries, and they just stop making the inquiries. So you often find that South Africans are very, very attached to the country, and so when there's a collapse in business confidence, they'll say, right, I'm going. And then once they start getting a sense of how difficult it is and how expensive it is, they start kind of losing interest, and then they kind of have a nice weekend with their brides or go to the beach and go fishing, and then they say, thanks very much, I'll stick it out.
So in a way, it's almost like having a fight with your girlfriend. You know, that specific moment, you're like, I'm out of here. And then you're just reminded.
You have a girlfriend.
I'm joined on the line by Chris Waters, a lawyer who runs an immigration, nationality and refugee law practice in Johannesburg, just talking to us about giving us an idea as to the recent political and economic instabilities in South Africa. How many people have inquired about leaving the country? And we're also asking you at home, have you thought about leaving South Africa? What are your reasons for wanting to leave South Africa? And what are your reasons, perhaps, for wanting to stay in South Africa? And Chris, just bringing it to that, in terms of the people that want to emigrate, so many of us already assume, and I used to be like that, that the people that want to immigrate are mostly white people. And I believe that's not the case. And secondly, let's address that one question first.
It's generally, it's across the board. People, it's all sorts of backgrounds want to leave. But as I say, because it is very expensive, however you want to move, and other countries have very strict rules. You can't just kind of pack your bags and go. So it's not for everyone. There are just people who are going to have to sit it out. They can't, however much they want to. they may want to leave, but other countries have, as we see every day with, you know, with Trump and what's happening in the UK and Europe, etc., there are strict controls about getting into other countries.
Just talking to that also, and I mean, for an individual like me, I would think all you need is money. If you have the money to live or to pay for whatever is needed, you can go through. Are you suggesting that there's so many other things that to consider? What would those be?
Immigration involves, well, it depends, you know, for example, who you are, your profile. But if you're a kind of a middle class person and you're married and you've got children at school and dogs and cats, etc., you've got to move all of that. You've got to get. You've got to find schools in another country. You've got to find a home in another country. You've got to. You know, you are transplanting your entire life into another country, and that, you know, simply. I mean, just physically moving your goods costs a fortune. So there are a lot of factors that kind of go into this, into a decision like this. So simply meeting the. For example, if you want to move to the U.S. as on their investor program. You know, at the moment, you need a minimum net worth of at least $1 million. You know, that's not for everybody, clearly.
And just to that, though, what do you find is a reason for people wanting to leave? Yes, I know. It's, you know, is it more generally fear, or is it just, I want to make a better life for my children? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the best life for the children seems, I mean, generally, obviously, we don't ask our clients, you know, why they want to go. If they want to go, that's their business. But where people do volunteer their reasons, it tends to be, you know, we're concerned about, you know, what's happening to the education system, what's happening to our universities, what's happening to our schools. And, you know, will there be job prospects for our children? So that seems to be the main driver. For people who really want to go.
I hear you. And then just very quickly and lastly, Chris, in terms of age groups, though, is it the youth, is it the middle age, or is it the older generation?
It seems to be more the youth and middle age, because, you know, once you get into your kind of, you're hitting your 60s and you're not planning on, you know, having to restart your career, starting at the bottom of the pile and thinking, you know, oh, I've got to do this all over again. It's not. So people of my age, kind of 60 plus, are kind of, you know, oh, we'll put up with it, whatever happens. You know, this is home, and, you know, we must do what we can.
Chris Waters, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you, Abs.
Thank you very much.